Good evening, and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, filling in for your regular host, Diana Sands, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget to take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. Now tonight in studio with me are Sansan Lam from Exuma Arts Network and Blake Fox, our Education Officer, and Zaria Wilkinson, our Community Outreach Officer, and we are all here today to talk about the Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp, which is starting on Monday, July 4th, on both Exuma and in Nassau. So super excited. Welcome, everybody.
Good evening.
Hi. So happy that you invited us on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, so happy to have you here. So something very exciting is happening at the beginning of July. We are bringing the camp back in almost its full glory with almost all of the elements that we have had in our camps over the years, except for the past 2 years because of COVID. So this is really, really, I sound so enthusiastic with this. I'm going to tell you, this is so exciting, so exciting. I'm going to overuse the word because for so long, we haven't been able to really bring our programs to the public in the way we normally have. A lot of it has been online, it's been virtual. There's definitely online fatigue. So we're just really happy to be able to welcome these kids on site to be able to have this really amazing experience at the NAGB. So Blake, Zaria, tell us a bit more about what is going to be happening on site at the NAGB.
So the NAGB, for the first time in 2 years, like you said, is going to become a playground for all of your little ones to come out and explore the art, the medium of art with us, visual arts, under the theme old story, folk tales and traditions. And we're excited to invite everyone back to come and just experience this with us again. Because I just, like you said, exciting because I miss it. I really, really miss it. And we've done it virtually, but it's not the same. We all know it's not the same. So having the kiddies on premises with us this year is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, last year we did a hybrid version of a camp. So we did a few days on property and then a few days virtually, which was a challenge in a lot of ways. But also, of course, everyone preferred the days when we were actually at the NAGB. So we're really glad that we get to do more of that this year. And yeah, really looking forward to welcoming everyone. There's still time to sign up.
There is absolutely time to sign up. And now, Sansan, we are working with Exuma Arts Network to bring our Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp to Exuma. So Sansan, tell us a bit more about that.
Oh, I can't even tell how excited I am. So this is the first time we've been actually, like you said, been able to do this because we were supposed to do it last year. And COVID literally hit us. The kids on the island literally the day before, so at that point we could not go through with it. So now we have a registration open, as you said. We're taking applicants or students right now. I also would really like to reiterate that we do have scholarships that have been sponsored by the Central Bank of the Bahamas and others here on the island. So I really do encourage students to apply for scholarship if they wish. And I also want to encourage, you know, I know we have a lot of kids who are in Nassau over the summers and they kind of go back and forth between Exuma and Nassau. And we do have this program now. It is for the morning from 9 till 12:30. And I would really encourage any of our young artists who maybe were kind of like, well, there's not so much to do in Exuma. We do have arts camp here, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some great supplies and some of the first opportunities for students to really express themselves with the supplies that you know, NAGB has donated to us. So I'm super excited. I've started seeing kids with the after school programs and some of the workshops we did during the Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition, seeing the amazing talent that is in Exuma and working further with them over the summer with this theme of exploring Bahamian traditions and folklore and storytelling.
So we're talking about traditions, folktales. Our theme for this summer camp is old story, folktales, and traditions. And this is a theme that the team came up with, and that our education officer, Blake, has been doing a lot of research on and putting together this amazing curriculum for our teaching artists to be able to work with the students to create work that's based on this theme. So Blake, tell us a bit more about this, about the theme, about why, how it was chosen, and really what you've discovered about it.
Yeah, I'm happy to share. So it usually starts with the education department brainstorming different ideas and just talking about things. And this year we're looking at this idea of storytelling generally, and looking at oral culture and history and traditions, and how the Bahamas and the Caribbean in general, we have very phonocentric cultures. We have these histories that are passed down like via word of mouth, not always in the form of text or writing. So we're looking at stories, we're looking at the work of Patricia Glinton Nicholas as inspiration and just like a starting point for research. Just looking at folk tales and myths, traditions, thinking about like the Chickcharnie, thinking about other mythical creatures in the Caribbean, like we have the Ceguapa in the Dominican Republic. So we're looking at these legends, these myths that really allow students a way in to explore and to imagine different worlds and different characters and different ways of expressing themselves, and also just looking at how art can be a way of storytelling as well. So giving these camper artists, because that's what they are, they're artists, giving them the platform and the inspiration and just a theme to explore the what's interesting and important to them. And I think that's one of the things that I think is the best part about our summer camp, is that I think it's less structured than an art classroom. It's more experimental, more exploratory. Students get to explore like what's important to them, and still under the guidance of like really great experienced and well-trained teachers, but teachers who give them individualized attention and who really allow them to take a project, whether and how ambitious, and run with it. And I think that's something mm-hmm. that students mm-hmm. don't always have, you know, they don't always get to do that in the classroom. So I'm happy that we can be that space that allows that. Yeah,
definitely. And, you know, talking about old story takes me back to my childhood, stories about Babuki and Barabi, stories about, you think about spirits, right? So Sansan, I know this is something that's, I don't know how new it is for you, of course, like being in Exuma and learning more about the Bahamian oral history. But when you think about this theme and how and communicating to your kids and learning more about this part of Bahamian history, I mean, what do you think about it? I guess would be my question. Or what does it remind you of?
I'm really excited about this because, as you said, I'm relatively new to these Bahamian tradition and culture. So when I was told that this was going to be the theme, I was kind of like, oh, I can do the teaching part, but this is the other part that's going to be very new to me. But I also realized I'm not going to be the only one. There are a lot of people who don't know the extent of the stories. And thank you to all of you, Blake and Zaria, for sending along the information and the support material that I need to be able to share with the campus artists about their traditions, because I think a lot of them don't necessarily know them. I'm excited to see what happens when they, you know, they spend the morning with us and they're creating, and they go home and they start telling their families at home what they had done that day. That's the part that I'm kind of like, okay, this is, it'll be interesting to see how they interpret the stories and what we've shared with them during their camp experience. And to be honest, as you get older, you kind of forget a lot of the tales that you're told. But I also realize in reading some of these stories, I have such a deeper understanding about the Bahamian culture and the Caribbean culture, and how the mindset here has evolved, and where Bahamians and culture and norms and morals come from. I feel like I have a much deeper connection with the people around me and the culture around me. But yes, I am definitely still very green at this, but I myself am actually really, I'm going to be learning with the kids. I'm going to be learning with the campers and the artists as well. So it will be a lot of fun. And same with Emmanuel. Emmanuel is also the other teacher is going to be with me. Unfortunately, he couldn't be with us today on the show, but I know for him, he's also really excited to learn about a lot of these stories and traditions and folklores that he's not aware of.
Well, and that goes back to one of the challenges living in this country. I mean, one of the challenges you find with Bahamian culture on the whole is that because it's fundamentally oral, the very thing that makes it unique is the thing that's causing it to be lost, right? So a lot of our young people, I mean, even people maybe in my generation, don't know these stories, haven't even been exposed to it. So when we think about what we'd like to bring to our campers, what we'd like them to learn at this camp, we're really thinking about, well, what are some of the holes that need to be filled in our curriculum? What are they not learning in school? What are those parts of our history and our culture that seem to be getting lost? And it becomes a challenge, but it's a welcome challenge to really think about how do we design something that is fun and engaging, but also very educational at the end of the day too, because you have the most fun, you learn the most when you're having fun, not so much when you're told you have to learn something and then it suddenly becomes boring, right? But we're going to continue this conversation right after our break. To all of our listeners, please, if you're already tuned in, please come back, and we look forward to continuing this conversation.